Welcome to Covation Business Chats from the Covation Center in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. As an organization committed to helping entrepreneurs and small business owners grow their businesses, we provide these conversations to help you step out and scale up. Today, we're going to look at a couple things that are probably near and dear to all our hearts, basically paychecks, and specifically, as we go into this unique situation, our employees are being told many different things. But if we lay people off because of this, if we have to shut down, we have no revenue coming in.
The cat just walked into the office.
If we have, I don't even know how the cat got down here. By opening and leaving the door open, it shows. Oh, okay. This is the fun part of doing stuff like this. I'm hearing many different conversations and many different stories. Employees are being told you can't apply for unemployment. Don't apply for unemployment insurance. Don't go out there and do this. They're still being told there's at least a 1 or 2 week waiting period to get unemployment. What's the actual story that Department of Labor and Industry is putting out there? What can employees do if they're told that their hours are being reduced, or if they're told that they're not working for 2 weeks?
Told they can't file for unemployment.
It's on Facebook, actually. And Facebook is the place for all sorts of craziness.
Don't listen to anything you see on Facebook, people.
Listen to this. And if this is on Facebook, listen to this. One of the things I saw was when somebody commented about LNI, Labor and Industry, the comment on there was, my father was told that everyone in his business was told, don't apply for unemployment insurance. Now, what we heard was not the rest of the story. There's a whole portion of that story that may have been left out. It's highly likely if your boss tells you don't apply for unemployment because we're going to pay you for the next couple of weeks. I've heard that already. One business is planning on paying their employees for this 2 week period. So that's kudos on them. That's great to hear. I'm not sure you necessarily need to do that, because of the fact that unemployment compensation is available starting.
Basically starting immediately. So the biggest thing is anyone who has seen a reduction in hours because of coronavirus, or has seen the business that they work for close because of coronavirus, is automatically qualified for unemployment insurance. Additionally, I have a cheat sheet, guys.
This is how we make sure we get you good information. She's not on Facebook.
By the government, by healthcare providers, or by your boss because you have been exposed or they suspect you have been exposed to coronavirus, so you can file for unemployment compensation.
And this is tomorrow. Notice she's not coughing.
Right.
Okay, maybe 15 minutes since the last time. Okay, so if their hours have been reduced, so if I was working 20 or 30 hours a week, or just say I was doing four or six-hour shifts as a wait staff, perhaps, and we're going to go to 2 hours wait staff because they're going to do door-to-door delivery or something like that, and we're only going to do it for a short period of time. Those people can apply even though they're still employed.
That is correct.
Yep. Okay, that's awesome. Now, they may have to provide some information on how much their earnings were and so forth.
Yeah, so the reporting is going to be normal. You still have to do biweekly reporting. However, they are going to waive the job search requirements. So they are not going to have, I forget how many it is, but you're supposed to be applying or actively seeking jobs and can prove it, you know, in all of your biweekly claim submittals. They're waiving that requirement. They're also waiving the 1 week period. So if you've already seen a reduction of hours or the businesses have closed, you need to file as soon as possible, because your unemployment payments will start from the day you file your claim.
So you can't backdate it to today if you file tomorrow.
I will look into that.
Okay, great.
So look into that.
I guess what we will say that we can feel most comfortable saying, the sooner you apply, the sooner you're going to get compensated for being unemployed. We want to make sure that you don't lose time for that.
Yeah, there's still about a 2 week delay in getting paid. So you still want to get it filed as quickly as possible to minimize the impact of a reduction in hours or a loss of hours at your current employer before unemployment pays out.
Okay, great. What are some of the other questions we've heard about this? So if you're an employer and you want to do the right thing by your employees, should you, I mean, how much will an employee get in unemployment compensation?
Typically it's about 2/3 of their pay. There is a cap on that. But if you are a small business retailer or food establishment where your employees are probably making less than $15 an hour, and if you are reaching a point where the financials are getting extremely tight, it is to your benefit and it could be to your employees' benefit to reduce their hours or do a temporary layoff so that they can file for unemployment while we get through this period.
Now, a lot of businesses are reluctant. Maybe the reason we heard some businesses say don't apply for unemployment is because they're afraid their unemployment insurance costs are going to go up. What would you say to a business that's worried that they're going to have to pay more on unemployment insurance?
So the first thing is need to go up. It's kind of based on a ratio of how many claims you have against your insurance policy over a given period of time. And there are organizations out there petitioning insurance companies to kind of waive that during the coronavirus issues. But that being said, even if you are looking at an increase in your unemployment insurance payments, that increase is a smaller dollar amount, and it's over an extended period of time that you would be paying. That would be a smaller, a less substantial hit to your business.
Yeah, so this gets to one of those things we talk about quite regularly in our cohorts. When we talk to small businesses in our consulting, mostly provided free of charge, we talk about cash flow management. And in this case, if you have to pay more in a small, if you have to pay a small amount for a longer period of time for unemployment compensation insurance,
then trying to maintain the current employee payroll with a reduction in cash.
Well, there's no cash coming in. So I'd rather pay a few dollars when I have money coming in than a whole lot of dollars for a short period of time when I have no money coming in.
Exactly.
Unless you're Daddy Warbucks, for those of us that paid attention to Little Orphan Annie, then maybe you can do that. So you would recommend that a business does. Now, what if a business is, but I don't want my people to have 2/3 pay. I want them to have one full amount of pay. Can businesses do things like provide gift cards for the grocery stores? Can they provide charitable giving through another organization, refer them to a charitable organization, and then provide?
But when you do gift cards, you have to remember that that is considered a taxable income and they will pay income taxes on it at the end of the year. You have to report that to the IRS for the full dollar value.
Okay, so as much as we want to be charitable and kind and doing for our employees, we need to understand the impact on them as well as the impact on us. And it's essentially considered compensation.
Yeah, it's compensation. You're compensating them in one way or another. So be aware it. You would have to either make the action to withhold those taxes on their next paycheck, so essentially reducing the total take-home value of their paycheck, or they are going to have to report it at the end of the year.
Okay, so that could have a negative impact even on the amount of money they get. So refer them to charitable organizations, make your own donations to those organizations, but don't give directly to your employees if you're encouraging them to go collect unemployment compensation. And I just realized that when I look at the screen the wrong way, it looks like I have really evil eyes. And so my apologies for doing this, because this does not look good. So we're going to be dealing with some of the questions we've been hearing. And again, please email us at info@covationcenter.org or send us a note on Facebook. Go to our Facebook page, drop a message there. You can even go find us on Google My Business and leave comments there if you wish. I would say stop by the Covation Center, but guess what? We're not there. We're here. Any final questions or thoughts other than go and be safe?
No, we're looking to pull together a roundtable, a virtual roundtable for the businesses in our region, to give you all an avenue to share with one another without having to be near one another. So keep an ear out. We're trying to coordinate that.
One of the toughest things that I'm facing right now is the desire. When we have tough times, we want to pull together as a community. And usually that means being together. And so one of the things that I had thought of originally for businesses, for your employees, would be to have a family meal. If you can provide a meal in your place of business for your employees so that you can all eat together, bring potluck, share everybody's what's left of everybody's bounty. And guess what? We can't do that when we're practicing social distancing. So any ideas you all have on how you can help your employees and we can share those through this as well, please let us know that. I will tell you, we're going to be talking a couple episodes from now on a couple ways that you might be able to receive some funding through loans. Now, you got to understand, we don't believe in debt. We think anytime you can support your business by not going in debt, that's a great thing. We understand that sometimes there's a need for debt, and we're going to talk about a couple of those ways you can do it with the least impact on you and your business. That's coming up in a couple episodes. So thank you again for joining us. We look forward to talking with you by hearing from you at info@covationcenter.org. Take care.